here at Albany, we have three Delta flights so far that have been impacted, a flight to Atlanta, a flight to Detroit, another flight to Minneapolis. Amounts to about 220 people who are waiting at Delta's gates here at the airport to board aircraft once this computer problem is fixed. Right now, we have no indication of how long that's going to take.
Is there any chance that these passengers will be booked onto other carriers? Or
that's a possibility, but the problem there is Delta's computer system is down, so they're unable to transfer the information to other airlines at this time. Delta's also unable to transfer their flight information to our flight information displays here in the terminal and on our website, so the information that people are viewing is incorrect.
What does the airport do when people are waylaid like this? You know, are they set up in a certain waiting area, and how many hours behind are they at this point?
Well, right now they're at least 3 hours behind, and it's going to take a few days for them to catch up. Right now we're operating at about 82% capacity on all of our flights. So if you look at rebooking tomorrow morning, the same flight to Atlanta, there's only going to be about 18% of the seats empty. So we're only going to be able to help a few people get on that flight tomorrow. It's going to take Delta a couple of days to catch up. Right now, Delta's doing as best they can with the folks. I think they've cleaned out the Dunkin' Donuts here at the airport and trying to keep the people happy while they wait for news. But so far, no news has been forthcoming.